Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Don't know if it's too early for us to actually start talking about the matchup on Sunday, but whatever, Lions, it's our show tonight. So everybody, like, this is the phrase. This is the phrase for the matchup Sunday. Big test. Really big test for the Patriots. Big test. And I'm guilty of this, too.
I did this,
like, 2 weeks ago with Drake May and Cleveland. Ooh, biggest test for Drake May. Biggest challenge. And it's kind of like, duh. They just haven't played that many actual good teams this year. Atlanta wasn't a total, like, toilet team. They're not. Like,
no, they have a lot of talent. They just haven't put it together all year, but they are
a
talented team.
They have a lot of talent. I do think that they have some brains in their operation. And they did a good job against you in the second half. But other than that, and really other than Josh Allen and Buffalo, there just hasn't been much to stress you out. What are your expectations just broadly for this big test that the Patriots see on Sunday?
Yeah, how are they going to operate in a road environment against an actual good team? Because against Buffalo, they went on the road. And
you worried about the cannons? You think the cannons are going to throw them off?
The heat more than anything else, right?
Going to be 80 degrees. Brennan Schooler did talk to me about that today.
Yeah, just the whiplash of, you know, it's going to be 40 degrees. We talk about it when they play in Miami every year, right? And this year they did it early. But they went to Miami and won. But as we've seen, the Dolphins are a really bad team. They went to Buffalo and won. That's a good team, good win. They go to Tennessee and New Orleans. Like, I'm not telling you they're not good wins, but those aren't good teams that you beat on the road. Now you're going to go against a good team, and maybe, I think personally, a little bit of an overrated team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but a good team.
Why do you think they're overrated?
I think they're overrated because, okay, they're 6-2, but they've played 5 one-possession games. They're 4-1, which, again,
they've got an MVP candidate.
They do.
Maybe leader in Baker Mayfield.
They do, but I think, look, and good teams do win close games. But much like the Minnesota Vikings last year, if you're constantly winning close games, sometimes that pendulum can eventually swing the other way. And you just look at, and I don't want to dive too deep into all the numbers here and bore people, but a lot of their numbers, Mego, middle of the pack. I mean, third down and red zone on offense, they're 26th. Yards per game, 17th. 15th points per game. Defense, they're 15th points per game. 22nd passing yards per game. What's been setting them apart, it's really been three things. They've got 12 takeaways, which is 8th in the NFL on defense. They have the 6th best red zone defense. And they've kicked more 50-yard field goals than any team in the NFL. Plus, Emeka Ebuka has been a stud rookie. But they've been winning games in these margin plays. And again, that can be the mark of a good team. I'm not taking it away from them. But I don't think they're a 6-2 juggernaut type team like maybe the Eagles can be, the Rams can be, eventually the Bills can be if the Chiefs figure out. I don't think they're that good. I think there's, and you look at even last or a couple weeks ago against the Saints, Emeka Egbuka, as good as he is, once Mike Evans went out against Detroit, Egbuka had 3 catches for 35 yards against the Saints. Wasn't quite the same.
Their pass defense, this year at least, is a lot worse than the ones that you've seen in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I wouldn't say that Drake May needs a get right game, but he definitely had some major stumbles in that last game against Atlanta. Do you feel like going up against this Bucks defense, he has the opportunity to get back to the guy that he was showing himself to be really in the second half of the Cleveland games and that couple of games before the Browns?
I think he's going to have to, because the Bucks are not a good pass defense, but they're pretty good against the run, 3.8 yards per carry. And as we've seen, Patriots cannot run up the middle, like no matter who they play. They've just struggled. They've had some good outside runs, but it's been inconsistent. So I think they're going to have to, and look, it's true with any NFL game, but especially they're going to have to throw the ball a lot, I think, to win this game against Tampa Bay. So I think it's going to have to be a good game for May.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I hope that Kayshawn Booty's grade one hamstring injury is something that's very short term. He's talked himself, or somebody talked, I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me, that like he may be available for this Sunday. It feels like that would be early. And a hamstring injury, again, is something you don't want to mess with. The last thing you want to do is have Kayshawn Booty stress that hamstring and then be out for 3 to 5 weeks to 6 weeks instead of 1 week, right? Like, I as much as you want them to prove something against Tampa, you want to lose the most electric receiver, especially downfield, that you've had this season. That's not worth it. When I look at Tampa, though, this defense has not put together four quarters of a game. They really haven't. And especially in the secondary, there has been a little bit of inconsistency and underachievement there. For what Mike Vrabel, what was spent on the defense in free agency and the sensibilities that a lot of us just associate with Mike Vrabel and his who he was as a player, as a linebacker, plus it being a defensive-minded coach, of course, it kind of surprises me that it still seems to be a work in progress. Especially at the start of games, they finally got a stop against Atlanta and forced them to punt in that first possession of the game. But this defense has not been all there. Can they do it against this Bucks team?
And it's interesting because this Bucks team, and the answer is yes, but this Bucks team, there's no Mike Evans. Bucky Irving may be back, but it doesn't, it's kind of
in practice.
Right, in practice today. So let's see, we can call it 50-50 if he'll be back or not. It's also a team that Chris Godwin's probably not going to be back. And even defensively, they may or may not have Hassan Reddick. So much like Atlanta, you are catching them at a good time. Like, I hate to use the word moral victory. If you go down there and you lose a close game, but your defense plays really well, May doesn't turn the ball over, and Tampa kicks one of their 50-yard field goals to beat you, I'm not going to look at it as this terrible loss and be really upset. If you go down there, though, and your defense gets shredded by Baker Mayfield, or you know, let's say Drake May throws a pick or two and the game gets away from you, then I'm going to look really down on this game. Because when the Bucks have lost this year, they lost to a great Detroit team on the road and they lost to a great Philly team at home. So if you can play with the Bucks or beat them, then maybe we can start looking at you in a class with those teams.
And
then,
when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Then we'll spend the next 3 days after that bitching about how they didn't do anything at the trade deadline.
Probably. That's the way it works. Yes.
Anything else in particular about this game before we turn the page more towards just the Patriots that you have on your mind very early in this week?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the red zone is interesting to me because we think of a Josh McDaniels offense traditionally as being great in the red zone. And despite what the haters say, the McDaniels offense has been great this year.
Just say Shime's name.
It's not just him. It's a lot of people who just don't want to admit they're wrong at this point. But the red zone, the Patriots have struggled this year offensively. And it's something that if you're going to win on the road against a guy like Mayfield, can you take advantage of Tampa's bad red zone defense? Like, that's something I'm looking at. Can this be, like we talk about the get right game, the get right? Can you, quote unquote, get right in the red zone? Can you start converting these possessions into touchdowns? So instead of you kicking three field goals in a game, you're kicking one, you're scoring a couple extra touchdowns. Like, that's something I want to see. And not just for this Tampa game, but then you play the Jets on a Thursday night. Can you come out fast against the Jets, start scoring touchdowns, put that game away, and then following that as the season goes on against a high-powered offense like the Bengals, you're going to have to score touchdowns against them in the red zone. Like, I want to see that start to get better, and I think this Tampa red zone defense is an opportunity to do that.
I am ready to start retiring these phrases. Get right game, which I have said a lot. Trap game, which I canceled earlier in the year because I said, this team has not earned trap games. This team has not earned a trap game. Like, if you're talking about trap games, that's a team that has been to a conference championship or a championship. This team has not earned trap games, especially when people are talking about trap games 3 games ago. I'm getting
it's a trap.
Get your head out of your rear end. You have not earned the trap game moniker. What was the other one that I said that I didn't like? Oh, yeah, this is a major test. This is a major test for the Patriots.
Get
this
right.
This is a trap game. And get right. Get that out of the lexicon.
Do you want to get rid of measuring stick, too? That's what I hear all the time.
No, that's okay. We used to, on the first iteration of the afternoon show I was on, we had a rule that you couldn't say step up.
Okay.
Like, because it's just so dumb. It's like, it's vague. It doesn't really mean anything. So-and-so's got to step up. I'm sorry to call this out to you, because now 90% of television sports analysts that you see, at least even the best ones, so-and-so's got to step up. Well, Derek White's got to step up until Tatum comes back. Step up, step up, step up.
Technically, it might be true, though.
It's just bad. We got to be more creative with our language.
Can we have a better phrase then? I don't know.
Maybe be specific about what they should do better.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Move one spot higher.
But so, all right. So here's one thing that I think is specific and not stepping up.
He's got to elevate.
Can they not stepping up, but can the Patriots running backs, I'm looking at Travion Henderson, do a better job in pass protection this week? Because I don't know if you're going to get Ramondre Stevenson this week. Because if you look
at... I don't think
you are. I don't think
it's
so
either.
It's
very early, but...
And the reason I say no is you have a Thursday night game right after. You still have half the season left to go. And we saw, like, they gave up 6 sacks last week. And I know you can point to Drake May holding the ball too long sometimes. The offensive line protection breaking down. You referenced on Wenu earlier. But Ramondre Stevenson, for all his fumbling problems and all that, he is a good pass blocker. And we saw, even when he was in the midst of those fumbling problems, they brought him on the field just to block at times. And Henderson, despite being a great pass blocking running back in college, we haven't seen it yet in the NFL. Like that, if you're looking for a tangible thing in this game to see somebody do better, I would like to see him do a better job of that.
That's just the talent disparity between college and NFL. Like, not saying that Travion's not talented, he'll get there, but it's the difference between seeing the NFL talent in front of you, the speed, the disguises, the stunts, all that stuff, which I'm sure you can speak to in a much more technical way.
And another tangible thing, can Craig Woodson make sure he doesn't get beat deep by Emeka Egbuka?
There you go.
Can he step up and not...
No, you don't. See, you didn't need the step up there. You already had the coverage point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.